Good morning, everybody. So let me ask you, are you good? And by this, I don't mean what the British people mean, are you well? I'm asking, are you good? Every so often at a funeral homily, I will say about the deceased person, he was a good man, or she was a good, good person. And I'm sure there are people that you know about whom you say, he's a good man, or she's a good woman. In today's gospel reading, we have what is popularly known as the parable of the good Samaritan. Now, that's not what Jesus named the man. But we know this parable to be a parable of the good Samaritan. Now, on the periphery, the parable of the good Samaritan is a simple story. But actually, it is not. And today, I'm going to keep the complexity of the story aside and just focus on the simplicity of it. For example, I'm not going to talk about the fact that it was a scholar of the law who came and questioned Jesus about eternal life. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about the history of the animosity between Samaritans and Jews. Jesus was a Jew, but then he makes a Samaritan the enemy of the Jews, the hero of the story. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about the reason Jesus portrays the Levite and the priest as the uncaring people. I'm not going to talk about that either. I'm not going to talk about the risk that Jesus was taking by making the Samaritan the hero of the story and portraying the Levite and the priest in negative light. That's another time for a homily about these things. Today, here are my three very simple points. Here's my first point. We need to begin reflecting on today's scripture, where the story begins. And it begins with a question. Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? It's a good question. Folks, it is often underrated, but I think the most important thing in life is to ask the right questions. And as I said, it is underrated. We don't think too much about it, but the most important thing in life is to ask the right questions. Right questions can put us on the road to eternity. Wrong questions can put us at risk. If we were standing before Jesus, what question would we ask? Today, what are our questions? And where do these questions come from? From our mind? From our hearts? From the deepest part of our being, our soul, where do these questions emerge from? More importantly, what do these questions have to do with eternal life? So take these questions home to reflect upon them this week. Secondly, Jesus' approach to answering the question of the teacher of the law, the scholar of the law, is, in my opinion, brilliant. First, Jesus acknowledges the man for who he is, as the teacher of the law. And that is why Jesus uses the vantage point of the law to reply back to him. What do lawyers do? They ask you another question, right? But then Jesus is also asking the perspective from the law. What is written in the law? How do you read it? Now, when the teacher gave an acceptable answer, Jesus does something else. He acknowledges that the teacher of the law has answered correctly. And it takes something. It takes a certain amount of a big heart to kind of acknowledge somebody. Yeah, you got it right. The reason Jesus says you have answered correctly is because the man has an understanding not only of the law, but the spirit of the law. The man understood, like Jesus, that the law really is about love. In other words, the teacher of the law does not merely ask the right questions, but he also has the right answer. Folks, here is the deal. The deal is, if you ever have a question about eternity, the vantage point from which to discover the answer is love and love. Love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, the teacher of the law understood what the law really is about, what eternity is about. Take this home with you. It's about love and love. And finally, my third point. I said earlier that the scholar of the law had a good question. And even Jesus acknowledged that he had a good answer. At this point, however, the teacher loses his focus. Luke tells us, but then to justify himself, he asked the question, and who is my neighbor? It's still a good question, but the lawyer is now asking the question to justify himself. It is then that Jesus gives the parable of the good Samaritan. So there is only one question that remains to be answered. What does it mean to be good? What does it mean to be good? How do we define goodness? And here is Luke's answer. So I have a few points over here. They're not necessarily connected, but I'm trying to give us Luke's understanding of what it means to be a good person. First, the parable of the Good Samaritan tells us not only how to be good, this is important. The parable of the Good Samaritan does not only tell us how to be good, it tells us how to be good like God. To be good is to be like God. Secondly, in portraying the priest and the Levite in negative light, Jesus was not only critiquing the religiosity of his time, but also telling us that false piety is not good enough to inherit eternal life. Performing religious obligations do not necessarily make us good. So just because we've gone for Mass on Sunday does not make us good. Thirdly, eternal life is inherited by those who know that love is at the center of our spiritual and temporal existence. Our life with God and with one another has to be solely guided by love. Relationships are complicated. With God and with one another, they're complicated. But the sole guiding force for somebody who follows Jesus in a life with God and one another is love. Fourth, being good is the practical implication of love. In other words, if you want to put love into action, it calls us to be good. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus defines love as living out that love through mercy and goodness. Jesus teaches us not only to be good, but to be good like God. To be good like God is to understand that the parable of the good Samaritan is an insight into God's heart. You know how God thinks? The parable is how God thinks. The parable of the good Samaritan ultimately is only a parable. It's not a true story, right? It's a parable that Jesus gave. But there is a real story. The real story was acted in real life on real stage. This is what we need to understand. The person who fell victim to evil and to robbers is who? That's me. That's us. We are the people who are the victims. What saved us when we were left to die? Not the law. Not compassionless religiosity. Not false piety. But mercy and love and goodness. That is what saved us. God loved us in Jesus, but love is translated into action in the incarnation, the life, the death, the goodness, the resurrection of Jesus. The real story takes us one step further. Notice that in the parable of the Good Samaritan, nobody has to die. Nobody dies. Everybody's well at the end of the story. It's like a good Hollywood movie. Everybody's well. But in the real story, the Good Samaritan, Jesus, loses his life. Jesus is the Good Samaritan par excellence who gave up his life to save the victims. And that's us. That is the real story. That is true love of God and humanity. This is the meaning of being good. So I began this homily with the question, are you good? Jesus shared the parable of the Good Samaritan to teach us what it means to be good. But he not only taught us what it means to be good, he showed us how to be good. On this altar, we have the Good Samaritan. And today, he says to us what he said to the teacher of the law. He said, go and do likewise. Today, Jesus says to us, you know what Jesus did? You know what it means to be good? Go and do likewise. And folks, we must, because eternity, eternal life depends on it. People of God said,